This is a level 3 brown emotional type I with actually the presence of one Sora there at 4 o'clock. This photo has been digitally enhanced as evidenced by the overexposed sclera. True, this is a brown emotional eye. Because this is a brown eye, all patterns in brown eyes, and if we could make a generalization here that's actually fairly accurate, the inherited tendency of the brown-eyed person is to go slower, more methodical, and not always generally methodical. But the brown overlay slows down the personality. It's also quite difficult to find eyes that are of the extreme type like this one, and some of the thinking types you'll see were very, very difficult to find. Because of the fact that this type is more grounded, they come from around the equator, just north and south. And if you think about the hot temperatures, that life is slower in the islands. Life is slower when there's high humidity and high temperatures. A whole culture and sociology changes. So even though you see the presence of all of these lacuna, the presence of this one Sora is going to add a dynamic quality that's going to make this the emotionally driven type. And yet, it is a compromised or a mitigated version of a blue or a green. Green being the most dynamic, blue being a little more conservative, this type being the most refined. This is like the refined version, the ancient one that's been around forever. Scientists say that the brown eye was the original eye of all of humanity, and the green and the blue are mutations of that. So there's an ancientness, an old grounded tribal kind of connection to the earth that nobody's in a hurry. There's no internet. There's no traffic. There's no congestion on the freeways. There are no freeways. There are no roads. There's paths. Anyway, I'm getting kind of facetious here. But the point is the brown eye is the older type of wise old man that just does things more slowly and methodically. So we have to temper how we present this because based on the history and the lineage, these eyes do not generally create people of extremes, although I have seen in the years a few types with these types that of extreme patterns that actually do act it out. So just know that the color here is having a pretty major effect, but the standard is still true. This is an emotional type, and because it has the dot, it has that other polarity, what gives a spark, a charge. It gives it a desire to propel forward. It gets bored with things easily. It needs to be stimulated. It needs its mind. It needs its feelings. It likes horror films. It likes the edges of life. So this type is a dynamic type. And unless there are major mitigating factors, we want to look at the life of the person that has these eyes and see how comfortable you are with taking risks, with moving into the unknown, with breaking down barriers and instigating something new, which are the natural qualities of this type. When it gets stressed, it's probably because it's going through some kind of a heartbreak or a loss, something that has to do with the heart or the emotions that are overwhelming. This type, because it's very community-oriented, is also very connected to the family and the tribe. And so, or it could be your peers or your coworkers. It doesn't matter what venue, but it's gregarious and wants to gravitate towards groups of people. And so when it gets stressed, it becomes sad, lonely, feeling isolated, frustrated, and it can't do what it normally does, which is initiate, because something generally emotionally is overwhelming to them. It's like zapping their life force. So their lesson is that normally they would try to just make all of these emotions go away by engaging in something mental or some kind of extreme form of recreational drug or alcohol or anything to leave reality. It could be a spinning on a merry-go-round as a kid till you're so dizzy you can't walk. It's whatever you need to do to change the reality. So the lesson becomes learning to work with the emotions and the emotional body, recognizing that there are gifts there, and that if you spend all of your energy trying to deny and repress yourself, you'll probably never get very far in life. And when you can accept this part of yourself and learn to work with your emotional body and your emotions, which have wisdom and guidance in them and many other wonderful qualities, not to mention when we gain the emotional gifts where our body actually heals. So as we gain the lessons of personal responsibility and not blaming and not becoming a hypochondriac or needing attention from others, because the emotional type loves to feel connected and wants to be seen, this can be an extreme version of that. So when you can start to find more of your self and your relationship to self and your own centeredness, your own groundedness, and your own self-confidence, not relying on somebody else to nourish or give to you, then you can become more whole and complete inside, more balanced, more confident, more certain. And this type almost always, because of its expansiveness, and particularly with the brown eye, because the brown eye, remember, is connected to the earth. And anywhere you walk on the earth, wherever you are geographically, you are connecting to the earth. So the brown eye is the one that needs more containment than any of the other personality types, but not on the outside through the personality expression. It's through the inside. I see this white ring forming in this color eye more than any other eye, and particularly in the emotional type of any pattern that I've been working with for 30 years. So there's a reason that this ring is creating a containment and trying to get the person to go inside, find what they're needing inside, recognize they're not missing a bunch of parts, that they actually are whole and complete, and they need to go through the internal experiences of their own feelings to find themselves. And there are conscious, wonderful processes to do that in order to evolve and make your life a peaceful, wonderful, exciting, joyous place. We'll look at some pairs of eyes and look at some of the variations of this structural type. So the first thing we notice is, yes, there are rings in three quarters of these patterns. We've chosen an eye in the upper left that is a very more constricted, more introverted form of this kind of a radically emotional type. And then we have to take the word radical and dumb it down. So we have this emotional type that's brown, that's actually gone very much into their head and very much most likely given a lot of things away. This is one of the darker of the white rings that is trying to keep them from connecting to everyone else. The enlarged pupil on the left iris is an indication of being pulled towards the mother's side of the family to resolve issues in the heart, issues in connection, and whatever difficulty the mother had with her mother and in the mother's lineage. We move to the eyes on the upper right of your screen. We'll see once again, for a brown eye, this is actually quite a lot of lacuna. In the left eye, you can see the one at 6 o'clock. And if you move around counterclockwise to about 7:30, if you go back to the 5 o'clock position, you'll see more. Over in the position of about 4 o'clock, you'll see several. And the closer you zoom into these and the more you look at them, these lacuna actually have very powerful implications in this darker brown eye. It connects them to the earth. It connects them to gardening, nourishing the body with herbs, medicine, plants. It could even be a doctor. So this type is going to be very connected to the earth, very grounded, very practical, because emotions are really about nourishment. Emotions are about connecting with another person and bonding. That's what the emotional type person is here to teach us. As I feel, one of the greatest challenges we face as human beings are trusting and bonding with other human beings. This pattern is all about the connection, the celebration of the heart, the joy, all the associated emotions of sadness and disappointment and longing and anger that come when the heart feels unfulfilled. As we move to the lower left, we see once again a very, very extroverted. This is really unusual, and even different color variations within these eyes. And if you notice that the skin tones are pretty accurate where they touch at the top of the eyelids, these eyes are a natural color this way. We have a ring that's very, very out there. The autonomic nerve wreath is more than halfway away from the pupil to the edge, which creates a lot of, in a sense, spontaneousness. It creates blood sugar imbalances. It creates also the ability to live radically, radically, radically in the moment. And I get the feeling on this eye, particularly if we look to the left eye, we'll see how many of the lacuna from the 9 o'clock position to about 6 o'clock are all embedded almost in the autonomic nerve ring, which means that this person has had a great deal of difficulty expressing themselves. It's like their emotions get stuck right before they express, and so they're internalizing all of it. But they're still seeking to connect with others in a very radical way because of the way the ring is forming, trying to force them into finding what they're looking for inside their own hearts and their own self. Because you can have a lot of fun and live in those extremes and instant gratification and all the things that can become a part of this eye, which is a whole lot of fun, a whole lot of excitement. But once again, based on tribal living, no one gets to, it's almost like a sociology where differences are not encouraged. What are encouraged is cooperation and unity and protection. And so this person is fighting with this accepting of being emotionally out there and expressive, maybe in theater, dance, something that allows them to move this creative energy, and yet fighting the confines of society that says, tone it down. And yet, in the meantime, looking for the true essence of themselves, not just recognition or attention. We move to the lower right. We'll see another set of very extreme eyes, particularly in the right eye, a dot at about 2:30, almost 3 o'clock. This one dot adds that charge, as I was saying. So this makes them very dynamic, very out there. And yet, with this intense coloration that is formed throughout the life, the eyes were not, this person was not birthed with this color most generally. I've not seen that very often, although it can start at a young age. They usually, these eyes would be quite green in the youth of their life. And you'll notice that there's more color forming also in the right eye, or the one on the left side of your screen. And this is a very common movement over to the left brain that's building strength and stability and trying to create some groundedness, because this one doesn't have a lot of place to call safe. And it thinks that in its essence, living on the edge is safety. And yet it's going to be slightly mitigated because of the fact of the brown, which creates a dampening or a slowing down of the personality. Once again, we want to check in and see, you know, are they willing to take risks? Are they living their dreams? What are their visions? There is also a great desire to most likely serve at a very big level, or what I might say is that they want to create a sphere of influence where they could help or support a large number of people. And so if that's a dream or vision in them, we want to support that and help them with the tools, which would be the details, the follow-up. They just want to jump right in with both feet, see the big picture and go for it, and then sabotage themselves, get bored, and then go do something else. So we want to change those patterns and apply some of their other principles of this work, which would be their opposite structure and learning to go more slowly, more methodically. Don't skip bases. If you skip a rung on a ladder, you're likely to fall. So these kinds of things will help them build a long-term stability and security, something they've been craving their entire life.